Lisa Jobson. This week, yet another shooting has taken place by a police officer of an unarmed man of color in Madison, Wisconsin. Why is it that every time NPR reports the story now, we're hearing, first of all, that there should be calm, second of all, that this person who was the victim was jumping in and out of traffic, and then nothing is said about the fact that the police did not kill this person while he was jumping in and out of traffic, but that the police followed him to an apartment, got inside the door, and executed him?
This is Abigail Robin. I so appreciated and adored David Nightingale's Sunday essay on Dorothy Parker's life. For a few minutes, I was inspired.
Regarding Hillary Clinton and Emailgate, we haven't caught up with the technology. If every email needs to be archived, what about phone calls, which emails have replaced about 60% of? Should every phone call made by government officials be recorded, transcribed, and archived? Business cannot get done if there's no option for privacy. Republicans of all people know this. They're just following their, as Grover Norquist so eloquently put it, there are no rules in a knife fight strategy. There is apparently no logic either. As for the New York Times, they've just paid their fair and balanced dues for the season. My name is Brian Massman. I'm an adjunct professor at several Capital District colleges.
This is Rod Miller from Voorheesville. As it appears that Bibi Netanyahu has been reelected, it seems likely that the hysteria over Iran and the bomb is going to increase. It seems to me it's time for everyone to deal with the assertion that the Iranians have made since way back in Ahmadinejad's time that they are not interested in nuclear weapons. They do not want nuclear weapons, and they give as the reason that nuclear weapons have no utility, that they are useless and worse. That issue must be dealt with.